heart gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. Love burned brightly then became an empty small dream that's gone. Love and stuff. Why does the wind have to be so gone and make my love quit as a con? So out of my cage and shake my bones. There ain't nobody here but me at home. But I hope the wind changes that real quick and brings my love back and makes it stick. My love can't be that far away, my dear, cause the wind don't blow that hard around here. So it's all up to you, Mr. Wind. I want you back. I want my love back again. Yes, I'm gone with the wind. Just like the leaf that's flown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. But now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart. And just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream. Gone with the wind, gone with the wind.
Dan Hicks, along with Rob Wasserman. And you won't find that on a Dan Hicks album. To my knowledge, it's on Rob Wasserman's album called Duets. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets the old man in Groove City's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK SLB.fm, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
I don't know where home is anymore. The road's a lonely place to be. I'm miles away, but I'm back in a jiffy when I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. When no one wants to talk about weather for hours and hours and hours with me, there's a sunny spell. All of a sudden, when I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. Breaks my back and my soul's as heavy as can be. I get my bounce back just like a tigger when I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. When the only one who likes the taste of a Marmite on toast is me, and no one gets my sense of humor while I'm putting on a cap for a nice cup of tea. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a nice and nostalgic and necessary. A cup of tea, nothing like a proper cup, a gimme, 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 gimme. And nothing too fancy, just a nice cup of tea.
Were you whooping along with that? It's pretty hard not to. That's Zoe Lewis. And a cup of tea. Putting you in the mood for a proper cup of coffee, maybe. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is going to stop by and just a moment or two, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Stick around for him.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
We have a great opportunity for teens, and you'll describe or find a description of it at the website that I will give you in a moment. It's a free summer journalism program, 2 weeks providing students with a chance to create a broadcast quality audio documentary with professional guidance and mentorship from SLB. Not only is it free, but participants can earn up to $500 in stipends on completion of the program. You can apply at this address, tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs. tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs is in documentary. We hope you'll consider applying. And please share that with somebody you know. The program is open to students from 15 to 18 years of age. Thank you. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Sound Soundhound puzzle. And are you ready to see if you can solve today's Soundhound puzzle? Let me get the sound away. Here, boy. Do you want to? That's it. That's it. So hold still. Let me. He turns into a big, feisty dog. Okay, the slobber is off of what it is. Let me see if I can get it to make a sound. Here is this morning's sound. 412-200-5975. That's like a minute or a second. I should say it's a second, less than a second and a half. 412-200-5975, a Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you can identify this morning's sound, hear a song for the first time from Tim O'Brien's brand new release, just out, called Cup of Sugar.
I got me a list of honeydews. I reach down to tie my shoes. I'm on my way. It's a diddly day. Diddly day. Diddly oh, diddly hey, diddly whistle, diddly say, diddly in the middle of the fiddle I play. It's a diddly day. It's a deadlight day. I walk the dog, I slap the hogs, and I might even saw some logs just because it's a deadlight day. Deadlight day. Deadlight, oh, deadlight, hey, deadlight whistle, deadlight say, deadlight in the middle of the fiddle I play. It's a deadlight day.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Excuse my throat there. I've had a little frog in my throat today that I largely have been keeping off the radio today. We do not have a correct answer to our Soundhound puzzle yet. I'm going to see if I can convince the Soundhound to give us just a little bit more of the clue. Will you do so? Will you? Will you? Okay, here it is. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
All right.
Not a stapler.
When I was growing up, I couldn't get much music on the radio.
Or a pogo stick.
I had to listen all day just to get a few tunes that I like. Didn't have no tape to remember what I'm hearing on the radio. Well, all right, wait late at night, I can hear them banjos a-picking and a-thumping on the radio. And the shakers was a-shaking and the static was a-quaking on the way. Had to get real close to be listening what I'm getting on the radio. Well, all right, way late at night I've been listening on the radio. Couldn't do homework, go to sleep, I listen to the radio. So I turn it down low and a blanket way off late at night. Just too much stuff to be messing up my mind on the radio. Well, all right, way late at night I've been listening to the radio.
A lot of great Soundhound guesses are coming in. Martha and Baldwin has sharpening a pencil. Not that. We have a time date stamper, a pogo stick, a staple gun. A nutcracker. None of those is it. By the way, hello to Joanne Wheeler. And good morning to Jim Montgomery playing along today.
Now someday, baby, I'm picking and a strumming on the radio. A thumping and a humming and a bumping and a talking all day. When your mama says don't go, listen to the band on the radio. Well, all right, way late at night, I may listen to the radio.
Candless just got the correct answer. And Kevin, your answer is close enough.
Earl Scruggs, I was listening to the radio.
You'll know what I mean in a moment.
Fell out of bed and I bounced off all the four walls. For the next 5 years, I've been glued with my ear to the radio. Just hoping that I hear that banjo picking on the radio. Now Saturday night in a truck on a hill with a radio. Snow on the ground and the Opry coming in clear. Listening to Hartford Flat and Scruggs or Bill Monroe. And Cakes OK would knock them out on the radio. Seems like commercials would come in loud on the radio. Then Benny Martin would play and the static would come in clear. You can still hear just enough of coming through on the radio. Afraid you'd miss a single note that was picked on the radio.
John Hartford and the Hartford String Band.
When I was growing up, I couldn't get much music on the radio. Had to listen all day just to get a few tunes in like. I didn't have no tape to remember what I'm hearing on the radio. Well, all righty, late at night, I've been listening on the radio. Well, all righty, late at night, I've been listening on the radio. Well, all right, way late at night, I've been listening on the radio.
an American original, John Hartford. And Tim O'Brien did Diddle-I Day from a fine new album called Cup of Sugar. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound brought along again. Is that enough? Enough? Just say stop when I've given you enough to come up with the correct answer. A little more? That enough? Oh, a little more? It's the sound of the pepper mill. And Kevin said a salt grinder. That is absolutely a fine answer. And Tom had a nut grinder, like a nutcracker, that he said, or something used for grinding nuts. That's so close, I think we should call it that as well. Kevin, congratulations. Stu also got the correct answer. Martha, I hear exactly why that sounds like sharpening a pencil, but that's not the sound that was taken away and captured. We actually captured that by recording a pepper mill. So congratulations to you for getting it. I've mentioned all of the correct answers and guesses. I've done everything but feed the sound hound. We'll give him a little water. Keep him away from the pepper. Thank you, sound hound. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with the return of Afterthoughts, an Afterthoughts puzzle, coming up in about 20 minutes.
Treated lumber's really crucial for the railing past the pepper.
I've been thinking, should we feed the birds or not? Because this year they really need it.
Don't you think we should get cedar instead of pine?
Although it may be hard if we're away a lot.
Although that cedar is expensive past the pepper.
Then again, we could live extra when we're gone, I guess.
But it does hold up good.
This is delicious broccoli salad.
Though it splits a little easy.
Though it needs a dash of pepper, don't you think?
It's better wood.
Pass the pepper.
Pass the pepper.
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
So I'll go and buy the cedar.
So I will fill up the feeder.
I'm so glad that I can bounce this off of you.
Say, I tried all by myself to put the wallboard on the ceiling. Is there coffee?
Say my sister called to say she has the flu and she's too sick for entertaining.
First I tried to use a 2x4 support.
And mom and dad were gonna drop in on them too.
And though I finally put a piece up, is there coffee?
So of course I said to tell him come see us instead.
I gave my dad a call.
How would you like a cup of coffee?
Turns out mom is coming with him.
We could use a little Sanka, don't you think?
The dog and all.
Here's the Sanka.
Where's the coffee?
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
So my folks are coming Thursday.
So my folks are coming Thursday.
I am so glad that I could bounce this off of you.
Boy, it does depress me lately when I look into the mirror. Where's the napkin?
Dear, I understand we aren't millionaires, but could we get an old piano?
What with all the extra padding on my butt?
Well, I don't know, how could we get it up the stairs?
My face is turned into a biscuit. Where's the napkin?
I suppose we'll have to scrape it down and varnish it.
my hair is lying flat.
Boy, this is really greasy pizza.
And it's turning gray in patches.
Anyway, what do you think about it, dear?
I need a hat.
Where's the napkin?
Where's the napkin?
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
I feel older every minute.
So I'll go and find a spinach.
I'm so glad that I could bounce this off of you.
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
Singing a song about nothing but the music makes you get up. The song could be about the music playing, just listen close till it stops. You can be a part of it just by moving along. This is what we call the shaker song. Now if the guitar playing a strum and a rhythm that makes you move in your chair, you can act like you're playing the same thing as playing by moving your hands to the air. Part of it just by shaking along. This is what we call the shaker song. Come on, shake. Don't it feel great? Come on and shake it, yeah. Don't it feel great? Oh, shake. Don't it feel great? Come on and shake it now. Don't it feel great? Come on, Mike. Shaking along, this is what we call the shaker song. When the bass is low, it's where you wanna go to feel the pulse of the beat. When the notes are walking and the tones are talking, driving the sound of your feet. You can be a part of it just by moving along. This is what we call the shaker song. Come on, shake. Don't it feel great? Come on and shake it, yeah. Don't it feel great? Oh, shake. Don't it feel great? Come on and shake it, yeah. Don't it feel great? Come on, Danny, blow. Call the shaker song. Come on, shake. Don't it feel great? Come on and shake it now. Don't it feel great?
That is the group known as Rhythm Child. And Peter and Lou Berryman before that, and Pass the Pepper here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you to Ty for an email indicating that it appears that text messages aren't going through. I just looked, and we have a surprising lack of text messages coming in over the last 15 minutes or so, and we're going to check on that with the service, and I appreciate your letting us know about that, Ty. We had a request, a charge for you. If you knew we were looking for a pepper mill, and here, by request, is Trout Fishing in America.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song, and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once, and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya! That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia! Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver! Can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." Da, 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 da. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't hit that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss. A little mint is a baby, give a kiff, give me a baby, give a kiff, give a pit. Maybe if me did, but he went a baby, give a baby, give a pit. And give a piss, and then give a piss, and then you step me. If you can't tell a baby, give a kiff, and a baby, give a kiff, and better have a kiff, and tell." Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part, since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the Queen of Sheba, "I'd rather have any old Teba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee,
made in a proper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee in a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pot, tin coffee pot are no good. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee..." I do okay with the single syllable words. Sort of the story of our life, isn't it? Phew, that's trout fishing in America. And I have confirmed that for a moment, text messages are not making it to us. Possibly due to many coming in, we do have an industrial texting service up, and they're working on the problem right now. We have a spring celebration and listening party coming up on June 14th. It's an all-ages celebration of media created by students, and programs over the past school year. Highlights from Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps, Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors, Radcasters, Manchester Academic Charter School podcasters, social justice documentary makers, and more. It's Wednesday, June 14th, 4 to 6 o'clock, right here at our Youth Media Center adjacent to our studios. We hope you'll consider coming by. You can see our brand new Youth Media Center, meet some great students, and hear some wonderful radio features from them. That's coming up this Wednesday. Wednesday, June 14th, 4 to 6 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
T for Thelma,
that gal that made a wreck out of me.
If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. No, no. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't.
Her jump and fall.
Sleep in a hollow log.
Robert Earl Keen here at the Saturday Light Brigade. By popular request, we have a new game that you're about to hear. It's not so new. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. Giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's like our upfront puzzle, except it's turned around and featured backwards instead. A quick update on our text messaging. I'm told that the company that manages our texts, I'm reading, has a systematic issue from the back end, and our engineering team is working on it. We don't have any ETA, but are trying our best to resolve it. Can I just type thank you to this nice person? Who I think is a real person. So please use instant input to provide answers. Instant input is the way to reach us today. We'll have our Afterthoughts puzzle in just a second.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Nothing like full transparency on the broadcast this morning. Tell us what one word naturally follows the three we're giving you. Remember, it follows these three. Death, hidden, and lonesome. Death, hidden, and lonesome. Those are the three clues. One word naturally follows those three. And if you know the word, here's hoping you'll share it with us. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Death, lonesome, and hidden. You can phone us at that number, 412-200-5975, or use instant input to slbradio.org/radio.
Last night as I lay sleeping, a knock came at my door. Drawing on my house coat, I staggered across the floor. To find upon the front step a fish of frightening size, looking cold and weary, he asked to come inside. Good fish, why do you call hours before the dawn? He said, I seek a painter and understand your want. I've come many miles from my home beneath the sea, hoping you may render portrait of me. And I said, I've never heard the calling, I've never had the wish to be woke up in the morning for the portrait of a fish. Woke up in the morning for the portrait of a fish. So I hid my fishing pole, boiled us some tea, splashed him in the bath to polish up and breathe. And then after a while, he reemerged sublime, his coat of mail gleaming in the candlelight. So laying out a pallet of Prussian blue and green, poised him at a profile upon the golden mean. And his fishly face took form with fishly features, fishly fins, and we had only finished when the light of day came in. I've never heard the calling, I've never had the wish to be woke up in the morning for the portrait of a fish. Woke up in the morning for the portrait of a fish. Of a fish. When all was done, we rolled and sealed the canvas up with wax, and he paid me in sand dollars, so he disregarded tax. He thanked me and smiled, left the way he came, a portrait of a fish to hang upon an ocean wave. Fish. Woke up in the morning for the portrait of a fish.
That is Jalen Crossland this morning on the Saturday Light Brigade. More to come. We're in the midst of our Afterthoughts puzzle for this morning. Bonnie just got the correct answer. Well done, Bonnie. And I do advise to share your answer with us by email at slb@slbradio.org or by telephone at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-5-2-7-2-3-4. A charge to Bonnie. And let's see, Russ has got the correct answer. Oh, Russ gave another clue. Happy. Happy, death, lonesome, or hidden. John and Addie in East Deer have it. Johanna in Baldwin thought it might be star, death star, that works. Hidden star, lonely star, happy star. There's one that fits better, but that's a great guess. Tom and McCandless will join us on the air in a moment with the correct answer, but I'd like to give you just a little bit more time. Callie McLaughlin got it. The word following: death, lonesome, hidden, and happy. And Sonoma. There's a lot more we could add, depending on how we might want to do it. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-5-2-7-2-3-4. What a busy morning it's been. Let's talk with Tom, who's got the correct answer. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Okay, how about you?
I'm doing very well. So an afterthoughts puzzle, we have to remember we're looking for the word that follows the word. So you didn't have any trouble with this, though.
Luckily, my wife was able to change my brain around 180 degrees.
Were you going the other way? I try to have my my various clusters rotated every quarter. It helps a little bit, but not as much.
Well, the answer was Valley.
Valley, absolutely. Death Valley, Hidden Valley, and Lonesome Valley.
I couldn't figure out where the Lonesome Valley came in, other than I thought it might be a name of a bluegrass band.
It might be, but there's a couple old songs that talk about you got to walk that lonesome valley.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But Happy Valley is a great clue too.
Right. You know that I heard that Pittsburgh does not have any hills. It only has valleys.
I've never heard that, but I suppose I could see that.
The person said that at one time Pittsburgh was flat, and then once the water started coming, it started to cut into valleys. So, you know, it's flat except for the valleys.
Interesting.
So there's no hills. Now, I guess you have a geologist on staff, don't you?
We do. Ricky is an official geologist, complete with a degree, pedigree, and everything you could ever want.
So you could ask her opinion about that.
So we're all valleys. We're all cut. It might be. I don't know, because the Appalachians, I thought, formed our mountains. But you never know these things.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets kind of confusing, you know?
Exactly. And that's why I stick with Happy Valley and Hidden Valley and all those other valleys. It makes it easy.
You know, earlier, I guess when you were talking to Bruce, you mentioned the tombstones and cutting the tombstones.
Yes,
and everything.
Yes.
Well, that reminded me because my family, my grandfather made coffins. And
mm-hmm.
then my uncle carved tombstones or statues or whatever it was. And then a family friend actually had a business where they made tombstones.
Interesting.
And so when I was a kid, it was my mother or my mother's best friend's husband who had the business. And so as a kid, we'd always go there to visit them and see them. I guess they were etching the stone with acid in order to get the design into the stone.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. One way to do it, at least.
Right. And I finally figured out there's a difference between a carver and a sculptor.
Mm.
A sculptor takes clay and forms something, whereas a carver takes the stone and cuts something out from it.
Huh. You've got all these
inverses. I always kind of interchange that, you know, but I guess there's a difference between the two of those.
You're looking at the inverse of everything here. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's a glass half full or half empty, or, you know, is there one thing that's indented, or is everything else not indented? So. Well, a charge up to you.
Okay.
There it is. I thought it wasn't going to be there for a minute.
Maybe in reverse directions.
There's a way to do that. We could work on that. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Well done. And congratulations to you. If you knew we were looking for Valley.
You got to go to the Lonesome Valley. You got to go there. can go for you. You. Forgiveness.
That is the Fairfield Four and Lonesome Valley. We have birthdays coming up in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A quick note, Lee Robinson and Iska, a fine jazz quartet, will be here just after 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we have some great youth segments today. First, Music with Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award honorees, the absolutely amazing quartet, which features four teens from Franklin Regional High School. Then we have nine students from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. At 10:30, they're going to talk about the importance of writing in their daily lives. And why it matters to them to write on a regular basis.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The June issue, featuring a tourist guide to the Northside, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
a very quick note that our phone numbers are working, our incoming email is working. The only communication connector not working today are incoming text messages, which our provider advises are suffering a system-wide outage. So if you've texted us particularly with a birthday greeting in the past few moments, please consider sending it to slb@slbradio.org so that we're able to get it. You certainly can call us, too, at 412-200-5975. I just want to be sure we don't miss a greeting that you might happen to send in. Now it's time to wish a lot of folks happy birthdays, and we're going to lead off wishing a happy fifth birthday on June 8th, on Thursday, Adeline Joan Boris turned five. Happy birthday. Tomorrow, she is going to have her first ever plane ride and beach vacation. Happy birthday to you. And your dad loves you very much. He wanted to be sure that your name and birthday was mentioned on the radio, and all of us here and your whole family wish you a very happy birthday. Happy birthday also to Jason of Toledo from Sally, Matthew of Moon from Keith of Mount Lebanon, Margarita of Evan City from your whole family. And happy anniversary to Janet and Ed, all celebrating today, June 10th. On the 11th, we have Ethne of Grove City from Dad Vincent, Nora of Evan City from Mom and Dad, and John of Scott Township from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne. On Monday, June 12th, it's Christopher of Crabtree from Donna and Ralph, Anna of Callery, Addie of East Deer from husband John. And family, happy birthday to you, Addie, June 12th. On June 13th, we have Tyler of McKeesport from Grandma Teresa, Michaela of Fairfax Station from Shelley and Tony, Maya of Squirrel Hill from Mom and Dad, and Joe Kennedy. On June 14th, Robbie from your family, Karen of Allison Park from Billy and Rachel, Lark of Point Breeze, Barbara of Birchfield Avenue from Allen, and Mark of Holsopple. And we have a few more birthday greetings to pass along. Kathy, the little beauty Whitaker, Sam and Nate's mom, wish Kathy, the little beauty, happy birthday. Thank you, Dan, for sending that along. And a few more. Verity celebrates on June 15th. Mom Julie and Dad and Sister Charlotte wish you a happy birthday. Karen of Zillion Opal from Brian, Russell, Matthew, Ken, Margarita, Alicia, and Robert. Caitlin from Brianna and Kelly and Mark, also on the 15th. And Aunt Chris of Finleyville from Michael of South Park. On the 16th, we have Barry from Michelle, Joel of Pleasant Unity, Michaela from Nancy, and Lou from Maureen, Sam, and Sarah.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. We had a request early this morning from Pudge, and Pudge wanted us to send this out. And I've got to look for your text message here. It's right here. The Emlinton Rod and Gun Company has their Annie Oakley shoot. It involves a lot of volunteers, which is why this song is played from Mustard's Retreat. Pudge, thanks for listening.
Jenny is a baker and she works all night. She smiles like an angel on her mountain bike. She made the cookies and they taste just right. Jenny is a volunteer. Well, they open up the hall in the afternoon to help performers to stay in tune. They'll be cleaning up by the light of the moon. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, there goes Spike, he's seen it all. He's the one who let the curtain fall. I was changing clothes and I mooned you all. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, Kathy is the one in the yellow pants. She loves the music, but she can't dance. But with her computer now she writes Grinch. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. He works the sound. Thunderstorm's coming and he looks around. He's all patched in but he's lost his ground. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, it ain't for the money cause they work for free. We're a great dysfunctional family. It's all for the music and the company. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it.